This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Gentlemen, it's Tuesday, June 18th, 2019. One of the top news stories in the United States, not just here, but also in Europe, is the headline of headlines, the fake news coup de grace, the fake news finale, in my view, but it'll only get worse, obviously. They've reached new heights. Alex Jones sent child porn to Sandy Hook families. Boy, that'd be a better idea to commit suicide than to do that, wouldn't it? And then, hundreds of articles, both the local papers here in Central Texas, San Antonio, Austin American Statesman, front page, Alex Jones sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. Total lie. That's after dozens of publications over the weekend reported that we were the victims of someone sending hidden coded child porn embedded in an email that had nothing to do with sex or anything else that was never opened until we were subpoenaed by the Democrat Party lawyers in Connecticut. And reportedly they went to the FBI seeking my indictment and reportedly are still seeking it, saying, I transmitted child porn. I've talked to five famous criminal lawyers today, and they say, unprecedented. No one would ever indict you for that. But they're trying because they don't have their Sandy Hook case. It's fallen apart. It's all based in lies, and they're panicking. Now, DrudgeReport.com over the weekend linked to my video breaking this down, the reward I offered. And I have the Hartford Current. I have all of the news articles right here where the FBI says I'm the victim and that this is a very common practice. I've talked to a lot of famous people I know who people have tried to set up by sending them stuff that says, oh, here's photos of us on vacation, and then it's child porn. We don't open attachments that we don't know who they're coming from. We've had to call the FBI when we found this before. And it's just routine, and they pass you on to an organization that tracks that. Anyone that's run a big web company or anything that has a lot of traffic has been sent this garbage. What's crazy is that the news came out over the weekend. We were the victim. Even the Daily Beast reported it. It was in USA Today, all over. Then Monday afternoon, it hits. Jones, with files, sent this to the families. And the Young Turks and others, I saw the video this morning. They said, Jones is going down for child porn. Good, it's the end of him. The commenters were, yeah, glad he's getting arrested, that pedophile. Well, isn't that just amazing? The Young Turks removed the video. We need anyone that has it on a DVR to get it to us. We intend to file suit on them. This morning I was talking to our lawyers. That is the absolute defamation to destroy us. They said to take us off air, but they removed it. ABC News, the Associated Press, they're all changing their headlines now. They're all changing their headlines now because they all wrote articles not even telling the public that it was email sent to us. They just said, I sent child porn. Understand this. This means next level lying. Next level lying. You understand this is criminal defamation to destroy the First Amendment. Unbelievable.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I have agonized the last 6 months coming to you with this message because I don't like to let the enemy know they're hurting us. But there comes a time in a war when you're winning the war, but as a battalion or a platoon or an army, you're losing and you got to call for reinforcements. You got to call for help. There's a lot of things people don't know about behind the scenes. It's been rough, and sometimes I do melt down. Sometimes I've subconsciously shuddered rage and it like a volcano comes out, and that only happens every once in a while, and I've told the crew when that happens from now on we just go to rebroadcast. That's the default position. Because I know our enemies are criminals. I know they're bad people. I know they've joined evil on purpose. And I'm sick of them posing as if they're the good guys saying we are the bad guys. There is so much incredible news here today that I almost don't want to start with myself, even though it's a top news story. It's one of the top stories in the country. It is a planned, premeditated operation to take us off the air because they've been losing their long-term strategic plan to bankrupt us with fake lawsuits. And their lawsuits have been being proven fraudulent, even though some of them have procedurally moved forward. So they've shifted to clandestine operations, other things that I'm not at liberty to get into on air at this point. But I am facing embedded stay-behind networks in the Justice Department and in the CIA and other agencies. Now, there's only minority groups, you have small groups doing this, but they're in a lot of power positions still. Trump has not been able to get them all out because of traitors below him that will lie to him and say that somebody's good or such and such is bad. That said, though, there is organically so many good people in the FBI, in the Justice Department, in the bureaucracy who've just been doing their jobs, they are now becoming activated and they are now taking action. There have been 14-fold the arrest of pedophiles since Trump got in. Hillary's former top fundraiser just got busted trafficking in child porn. You've got this FBI agent that got caught setting up the governor in Missouri, just got arrested. So it's every few hours they're getting busted. And the human traffickers are getting busted, and the narcotics traffickers are getting busted, and the MS-13 is getting busted, and this country's on the move. That's why the Democrats in the deep state are flipping out. Joe Biden has come out and said that we need a physical revolution against America. That's coming up. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the middle of a revolution to take our country back from criminals. Okay, so people ask, why am I so happy most of the time when we're being persecuted? It means that we're really over the target. It's not fun. It makes me angry. But there's also a real sense of satisfaction that when every TV station in the country, every major news outlet, and every major paper, every paper in Texas. I've got family calling from Houston and Dallas and San Antonio. In some cases, I'm on the front of the newspaper as a child pornographer. Now, that's okay. It's not true. They said George Washington was a lot of bad stuff. And I'm not comparing myself to George Washington, but we were sent 12 emails that were in the trash folder that the Democrats subpoenaed with keywords that had hidden child porn links in it so that we would never find it. It was hidden links. The FBI said that. And then they tried to get the judge a few months ago. We've been in court 7 times battling him in Connecticut on discovery. They tried to get the judge to order us to open all the attachments. That's like telling somebody to play Russian roulette. We don't open attachments unless we know who sent them. I've called the FBI 6, 7, I forget times when that people sent us child porn. It's not illegal if you open it and didn't know what was in it. We've called them before. They know that. I've been into the FBI about this stuff. They're like, hey, man, we're busy. Just go here. So, the headline is, Jones sent documents out of the clear blue sky to these poor Sandy Hook parents. According to the lawyers, one of them is a former federal prosecutor, a Democrat, of course. And they have been taking this material and taking it to the FBI. And from our sources, we're getting it ready for the news. I'm not saying they planted the email. I'm saying somebody planted it. We're going to find out who they are, but I am angry at those individuals. But not physically. When I make statements about whoever planted it, and I say I want to see their head on the pike, that is figurative, and I have no record of ever attacking anybody offensively or any criminal record. But nevertheless, they're in court right now calling for all sorts of sanctions on me, and they're trying to get criminal charges against me and all the rest of it. It's all a badge of honor, okay? It's all a badge of honor. I've done none of what they've said. It's all a fraud. It's all a lie, and they know it. But think about that long and hard. We get sent needle in a haystack, invisible needle in a haystack. Imagine if you owned a bookstore and had 20,000 books in it, and you ordered a couple books, and one of them had a postcard of child porn slipped in it. And a week after the book arrives, the police come in and say, we got told there's a postcard in this exact book over here, and they go and open it. You would say to the police, who told you that was there? That's your suspect. This is 101 deduction, my dear Watson. On what planet would I send child porn to the people the Democratic Party are using to try to destroy me? I mean, again, why not just commit suicide? I would never do that. I didn't do that. They know that. But if you read the hundreds of articles, and I'm going to show you dozens of them here, typing my name in to Google News, it says, lawyers for the Sandy Hook family say Jones sent the families and or them child porn on documents. Now, you could say technically in some twisted way that's one-tenth true. I didn't send it. Two law firms reviewed it. It was hidden. Only a computer scientist would find it. The links didn't say what they were by name. We never opened it. They're in court right now in Connecticut, in New Haven, saying that I knew this or I was flagrantly negligent and that I should have opened all the attachments. Yeah, they first wanted 9.6 million emails since Sandy Hook, all of them. We fought them to the expense of $100,000 in legal fees just for that, to not give them all your emails. She wanted 57,000, the judge did. Then they wanted the metadata, all that weird squiggly stuff that nobody can read. That was then gone over, and they found what was in those links that were named something else on there. So we got out ahead of it. And we said what the FBI told us, that we were the victim. And the media ran with the truth, and then somebody up higher said, we can't have this. Put out the headline, Jones sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. Ladies and gentlemen, just this weekend, the New York Times said that Trump ordered giant cyber attacks to bring down the Russian power grid, a total act of war. Trump came out and said it's treason. None of it's true. My point is, this isn't just me. The left and the globalists have gone completely insane. Instead of telling whopper lies, they're telling super dangerous criminal lies now. Trying to get us into wars, leaking this info. They have thrown all reason to the wind. They are mad dog crazy. And so it is bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than America. It's bigger than Trump. It's bigger than you. It's about the whole world, and it's about the truth. And it's about people trying to get me indicted for emails we never opened. Anybody could email you anything. People get this crap all the time. People with small email accounts get this stuff. It's well known. And they then thought, hell, we got 9 million emails. This is what I think's going on. We're going to find something. And you know what? Isn't it funny? They found it under Sandy Hook. Isn't that just cute? And secret links to child porn. And then it's my fault. I did it. Really? That's like saying if somebody mailed you child porn, you thought it was junk mail, didn't open it, didn't recognize it, threw it away, and then, oh, somebody calls the cops and says there's child porn in your trash because they're sitting across the street with binoculars. Who do the cops then talk to? Me or the guys across the street?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It, the tip of the spear, the globalist second biggest enemy. Okay. There is so many child porn bust and actual bust of people trafficking children happening right now. It's about 5,000 the last week. And we mentioned it last week, but there's been new big busts, so I'm asking the crew to print me those articles. Crime Boss, closing arguments in the NXIVM trial. Satanism, Mexico child trafficking, Hillary, Schumer, and Gillibrand ties. Now, that's mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. That's coming up next hour. Why do you think they ran this child porn story on me today and yesterday? Because when this came out in the trial yesterday morning, they began to crap brick factories. What did I tell you that organization was involved in before it was even in the news? Branding women, chaining them down, Satanism, starving them to death. I said they like to make the women emaciated to hurt the power of femininity. And then, of course, they reportedly kill quite a few of them. Oh, I told you all about that at Harvey Weinstein. And do you remember? The news, even the Huffington Post said Alex Jones has defamed Harvey Weinstein and claims he's tied to cults in New York and California into Mexico. I was told that by law enforcement and by Army Special Operations individuals in the CIA. I was given specific briefings so that I would have credibility 6 months later when it broke. Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about the sex. It's about the humiliation. It's a form of psychic vampirism. And they know I have their number, and they are pissed. And so, magically, we got sent child porn we never opened. And the FBI admits it, but the press picked that up this weekend, but it's been under the rug now, and you transform it into Alex Jones is the child porn man. I have my head high. And I know the libtards will be on the street. It'll be the new thing. Hey, you child pervert. And I'll be like, oh, really? You're the ones that want to legalize sex with kids. You're the ones at the gay pride parades everywhere with eight-year-olds shaking their asses. You're the ones with the little drag queen kids admitting you want to sexualize them. You know that it's your God that wants to hurt kids. I'm on the other team, bucko. And you know damn well you will know a tree by its fruits. You guys endorse and support this, and you're all getting arrested for actually having dead kids on you. And now it's all going to come out. The whole house of cards is starting to fall. You think the NXIVM cult is the only one? Huh. And that little Aleister Crowley sigil, a cult symbol they put on those women? Unbelievable. They're all drowned in lakes of blood. That's figurative and literary from, not literal, literary from Robert E. Howard in his writings about Thulsa Doom and his mountain of power. Is there a dagger such as this for me? Which is then remade into Conan the Barbarian, written by who? Millis and Stone. If you watch that movie, you get it. Underground, under a mountain, Satanist chopping up and eating women and children. But first they have sex with them. And Hollywood didn't want that movie released. They were mad about it and said it was fascist and anti-gay. Very interesting, which means anti-pedo. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. When we come back, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, will be joining us to talk about the next phase. He was up all night long, and we're getting ready to already file some suits. It takes money to do that, but these are knock-them-out-of-the-park suits now against the Young Turks and others who did remove their video. That's not enough. They have to state what the FBI stated. They have to state what the HarperCollins stated, that I am the victim of child porn, and that they got up there and didn't say it was an email, nothing. They said this lunatic mailed child porn to the families, and then they cut together me yelling and screaming about it deceptively. Alex Jones sent lawyers for Sandy Hook families child pornography filings, say Wall Street Journal. Oh, does it tell you that we never opened it and that the lawyers specifically asked for it and then had to scan it to find the secret links? Or that they wanted the court to order us to open all attachments and give us all attachments, ordering us to go through all our emails and open attachments when we don't do that. And I told Norm Pattison, I told them all, Norm's a good guy, and I said, Norm, they already know there's something in there that we don't know about. This is parallel construction. I said, you watch. He was here the week before this happened. I said, they're not winning these cases. And I said, we're getting diverted by these. We're getting manipulated. We're winning these cases too easily. These aren't the sabotage traps. And Norm, last night, was a great guy. He just said, I've never seen anything like it. I'm speechless. He said, I've been doing this 35, 40 years. He's a top criminal lawyer. You see him all over the news, civil rights lawyer. First Amendment lawyer, he says, I've never seen it like this. They know. They've talked to the FBI. They know that you didn't do this. And they're all going forward, and they're trying to get him indicted now, saying he sent child porn. He said, I defend murderers, and I don't get any pressure. With you, it's the end of the world. Because it's taking Trump's base out. It's taking the First Amendment out. And they are, in Connecticut and in Travis County, trying to get criminal charges against me right now. They want to arrest me. They want to, you know what? My chin's going to be up in the air if that happens. I have no fear. I've stood for the children. I've stood for the unborn. I love children. I love God, and I love you, and I'll never back down. I'll never surrender in the face of this. But I could feel it in the last few weeks, and I told you. I said, you know, for 6 months, we've been losing money because of all the attacks and everything that's going on, unable to, you know, even expand. But I said about a week ago, now's the time to really double down, and we need to set up some subscription systems, some donation buttons that are easier to use. But InfoWarsStore.com is really the way to donate and get great products at great prices, and we're making it easy. 50% off store-wide and free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. But we're only making like a couple dollars on a lot of these products. Like the toothpaste, we're making like $2 at that price. So 50% off Brain Force, 50% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies, and so many other great products I never have time to tell you about. The new Space Force shirt. And, you know, this is not their final card to play. If I get carjacked at a four-way stop or get killed or whatever, I'm still a winner. But remember, after I'm dead, they're really going to try to demonize me further. And it's that name they want to capture and use for evil. Please defend my name after I'm gone, if that happens. And I think there's a good chance I'll be gone in about a year. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Not a drill, not a game. I have a 3-inch stack of mainstream news articles about this sex cult, NXIVM, that we first reported on. And Satanism, Mexico child kidnapping and trafficking into the U.S. for the Democrats to literally gobble. Hillary, Schumer, Gillibrand, ties. This is the reality. I want to bring Robert Barnes on the show, constitutional lawyer, civil rights lawyer, very successful free speech lawyer. He represents me on a bunch of cases the Democrats and their operatives have brought the Sandy Hook cases in Texas. Norm Pattis, also a very competent top lawyer, is representing me in Connecticut. He's in court right now where they're trying to claim that I threatened violence against their lawyers, which wasn't true. I said I'd like to see whoever sent us the child porn's head on the pike. That's a figurative statement. You know, like if I catch the, you know, my son sneaking the car out again, I'm going to kill him. But they're up there trying to haul me up to Connecticut, make me be there for depositions in the courthouse like I'm a criminal. All of this for the theater of the media. All of this with the timeline. So I want to go through the timeline of this fraud and the fact that, Robert, I see this as signifying a major insane escalation from going from whopper lies to just gargantuan super dangerous lies. And if they can beta test this on me, it's going to be used on Trump and others. In fact, they've already tried this stuff on Trump, and anybody at Trump Hotel or Trump Towers or anybody could have someone send email that you never even opened that's in your junk box that has another name with hidden links that didn't even say child porn. And then people magically, you know, folks that can find invisible needles in haystacks, they sue you and ask for those emails that you've never read. Send them to the FBI, and lo and behold, the FBI says, we're the victim. That comes out in the news Saturday. And then suddenly on Monday, hundreds of major publications. When I say hundreds, it's in the thousands. German news, Russian news, French news, U.S. news, everything from the New York Times to the Wall Street Journal, the L.A. Times. Alex Jones sent child porn to the families. What a monster. My gosh, none of it's true. But none of them even picked up what the FBI said. Now, suddenly the Young Turks that were the worst, they said that I knowingly sent child porn and that I was over and I was going to go to jail. Now, they've since removed that video. I know you may have something to do with it, but we need somebody to find it and send it to us at showtipsinfowars.com because I watched it early this morning with my mouth hanging open because they knew the truth. They said he sent them files. Hope, you know, he's a criminal. Oh, he knew he did it. He's a pervert. And the left all doing this while we're closing in on Hillary, 5,000 arrests of pedophiles the last 2 weeks, just incredible things going on, Trump delivering on that, with the backdrop of war in Iran and Jerusalem Post reporting the U.S. is preparing to strike, Biden saying he advocates physical revolution. There is just so much to cover, and we'll go a little bit in the next hour, but just give people a big picture of why this is so important. This isn't about Alex Jones. I think this signifies a huge escalation of lying and recklessness so far that even ABC News and others had headlines saying, Alex Jones loses Sandy Hook, ABC News. Then they changed it. My picture's on there. I'm not even in this lawsuit. But they still say parents have big win with me in there. And Trump is attacking Russia. The New York Times says trying to start a war. None of it's true. He called it treason. I think they're going into a hysteria point right now. What do you think's happening, Robert Barnes?
Well, clearly you were the victim of a sabotage campaign that was intended to create a false story of the kind that went viral. So a lot of people are targeted that are, you know, prominent people, prominent individuals for political reasons by people who send them various illicit materials, and the goal is to entrap them into some sort of criminal conduct. Here what happened is you had probably leftist trolls disguising their email communications as Sandy Hook-related communications over the years, sending stuff in, and because you had the wise policy, this is the policy everybody should have, the policy that people like John Podesta managed not to have, of do not open emails that you do not know the person who's sending it to you, and definitely do not open attachments of any emails. And so at InfoWars, none of those emails were ever opened. So you go through a court process where the court requires discovery to be turned over, including a bunch of emails that you never read, never saw, never opened, never looked at. And they, in the process of the lawyers reviewing it, they discover that people had been trying to sabotage you by sending you illicit materials. The FBI reviews all of it and sees that you were completely the victim. They research in all of those aspects. So the attempt to set you up failed. But so what they do next is the media goes out and lies about what took place. So a wide range of press coverage yesterday, including NBC News, ABC News, the Washington Post in part, but particularly egregious, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal put out false headlines. Fake news headlines that said that they knew were false. that the core of their story revealed was false, that the actual substance of content of the story acknowledges that you were the victim, acknowledges that you didn't send anything to anybody that was illicit in any way, shape, or form, and that their headline was false. What's particularly noteworthy about the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal's defamation and lies and libel is that the substantive content of the story is only available to paying subscribers. So 95% of the people who saw that headline could not even read the substantive content of the story to know that the headline was completely and utterly false. That's why I put them on notice and a wide range of other people on notice yesterday that this was lies, that this was libel, that if they didn't correct or retract, they could face suit. The Guardian, the big UK publication, went one step further and said that you sent illicit materials to the families of Sandy Hook. So I mean, it's completely, utterly, totally false at a whole new level of false. So they all knew it was false. They all knew it was fake news. You had even people on the left acknowledging very quickly that this was inaccurate, false stories that were being reported. And yet here you have these, I mean, like there it says, Alex Jones sent victims. Totally false. Totally false. There's not an iota of credibility to it. And the laws in the UK are even broader and stronger in terms of libel law. So unless there's immediate effective corrections taken by these big institutional papers, The Guardian is going to get sued. The Wall Street Journal is going to get sued. The New York Times is going to get sued. These publications need to make that they're so accustomed.
And by the way, I don't have a lot of money, okay? We're not even able to expand right now, but I know we've got some big donors and things coming on the line. We'll be announcing that in July. Also, there's going to be some other things going on. So we're already planning an offensive. We have to on this. I mean, and this is cut and dry. Did you reach out to the Young Turks? Because this morning at like 6 a.m., I watched a horrifying 10-minute piece of just vicious that I'm a pedophile. I need to be taken off air. I'll soon be arrested. I knowingly sent them child porn. It was just incredible, not mentioning emails, anything, or that I was the victim. And then now they've removed the video everywhere, but they need to retract and say that this was not true.
Yes, that's correct. So the Young Turks has issued some corrections. Even Alyssa Milano yesterday quickly issued a correction. You had people who, in the Covington case, didn't issue corrections, who did so here, realizing how egregious the lie was. But you had some big institutional press refuse to do so on a quick basis. And so, you're right. The only way in which to make this litigation work is that there's going to be an independent organization that is going to be started, that's going to be founded, that will be announced late next week. That is going to be designed to crowdfund and publicly fund this kind of litigation so we can equal the playing field. We can even it out in such a way that the powerful institutions cannot continue to deplatform, defame, libel, engage in lawfare selectively and discriminately at will in favor of a political class that only wants its own opinions to ever be heard.
All right, Bob, stay right there. I want to come back and ask you why you think they're so bold to run with things like this and what you think it signifies next, and the fact that the lawyers on the other side are up there reportedly trying to get me indicted on multiple charges of transmitting child porn and threatening them, which I never did. What does that signify? Robert Barnes, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. All the other big global news coming up and your phone calls. Please stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This in my 25 years, but it's time for air raid sirens. It's time for marching feet. It's time for barking dogs, because this is tyranny. Biden's calling for a violent revolution. AOC is. I even got to the new city councilwoman in Denver saying any means necessary. We're going to play that later. It's been a week. I'm going to get to it. We have called Islamic call to prayers in major cities from Dallas to Brooklyn, New York, blasting out at decibels that nobody else is allowed to. We have massive crime waves all over the place by illegal aliens. Ebola is admittedly escaping Africa now. That's in the news. There's just so much happening. And then meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, others are putting out headlines behind paywalls where it just says Alex Jones sent child porn to Sandy Hook families, but you can't read it. And then little bitty at the bottom of every one of these articles that I saw in the San Antonio Express News, the Austin American Statesman, it says the FBI says that emails were sent to Jones and that he had never opened them, and that he's the victim. But they do it at the bottom, knowing full well in conscious, organized fraud that almost no one reads the whole article. That people, most people, over half, just look at headlines now. Around 75% only read a paragraph or two, and maybe 25%, depending on the paper, the demographic, actually read the whole article. So you've been, even if you read the whole article, you've been reading, And then you, after all these pages of demonization, oh, by the way, he didn't do it. But by then, it's already out. And the vitriol by the leftists, we're going to arrest you. You're going to jail. You're going to get SWAT teamed. I mean, because when they say Russiagate's real, or when they say you're really a Nazi, or when they say you're a child pornographer, it must be true. But see, in court, the UN and Hillary and all these organizations have been caught in massive child trafficking. Hillary's first job as a lawyer, she chose, was to represent brutal child rapists. Where seven men raped an 11-year-old girl. They grabbed off her bicycle in broad daylight, kidnapped her for a day, and raped her so bad. I've covered the court case of the victim here. Caved her face in, you name it, that they smashed her cervix. And she had a prolapse. Let's just get into medical stuff. And could never have sex or children again. Seven men drinking whiskey, rich guys, raped her until her insides came out. That's a roadside hysterectomy. Now, that's Hillary made jokes. Let me play the audio about how funny it was and how much fun it was. So, remember that. And remember that somebody's got to stand up to these people. And I've got a whole document cam shot between your doors. Look at Hillary hanging out with all the people from the Nexium cult. And I told you it was Satanism. I told you it was child trafficking. And it's all come out in court. You see? Going back to Bob Barnes, we're with us 30 minutes the next hour, then we're going to open the phones up. Constitutional lawyer, you just started getting into a list of the more egregious, and I've got a big stack of them to go over here. We need to put them on notice, obviously, but what do you make by the brazenness? Obviously, a decision's been made on top to just all attack at once, Trump, everybody, and just tell bigger lies, and just billionaires are behind it, so they don't care if they lose cases, or they're planning a violent overthrow, so it won't matter. I mean, this seems to be a very dangerous climate and escalation we've seen, not just with us, but on every front. The lies are just getting bigger and bigger, trying to start wars with Russia, saying we attacked Russia's power grid, and then Trump says it's not true. I mean, is this a civil war?
Well, I mean, I see it as dying, decaying institutions that are losing their gatekeeper power across the country and across the world. The people like the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal and these big publications and these big media institutions and the big network media and CNN are accustomed to determine at it being the gatekeeper to decide what news and what views people are allowed to hear and have. And what's happened over the past half decade or so is that that power has disappeared. And organizations like InfoWars, independent press, independent journalists of a wide range of ideological inclination across the ideological spectrum have replaced them. And they have become more trustworthy, more reliable, more credible in the eyes of the public opinion, in the eyes of the public in general, because of their proven track record than the institutional press, which has such a long history of a litany of lies that they got away with in the past simply because they had monopolized or the equivalent thereof economic power. And so there's no need to deplatform people unless you see those people as a threat. There's no need to defame people unless
you totally see those concur people. With what you're saying. So it's a panic that all the lies and corruption didn't work, the intimidation didn't work, the bullying didn't work. So now they're just going to go total thermonuclear and destroy not just their own credibility, which they don't have. They now know they don't have credibility. They're more on kamikaze missions.
Exactly. It's the way most dying empires react to any form of successful resistance. Right at the peak of the resistance is when you see the empire unleash everything to try to quash that challenger or that contest. And that's what's happening here. I mean, for particularly the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal here, they knew that most people could not even read the article if they wanted to. So aside from the fact that you're not allowed to libel in your headline and then hide the truth in an article, that's been established law for a long time. Here, they knew that 90% of the people would not be able to read the article because they're not paid subscribers to the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. So it was clickbait that was intentionally and deliberately false. There's been recent studies and surveys that have shown that over the last 3 years, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and others have exploded in the kind of coverage they focus on leftist ideological ideas and terms. And that they're creating a clickbait culture in order to try to compete in the social media world, and they're radicalizing the left. And instead, they're talking about how the right's being radicalized when they have been busy radicalizing the left. And so the attempts to defame and smear you are simply the template they want to use to defame and smear all dissident voices so the dissident voices won't be listened to by the public, by the audience.
That's right. It's a total threat as well. Let me ask you this, because I've talked to Norm Pattis and others, and they say that they're up there trying to get me indicted in Connecticut. You looked at what I said and what I did. I've talked to other defense lawyers today. They said that's just asinine, and they even tried to politically blow up in their face. Both for saying I sent child porn, which I didn't, and secondarily, it was reviewed by law firms and sent, and it was hidden. The FBI said that there's no way we could find it. It was found in metadata that the other side got and ran through some complex computer scanner to find the hidden stuff. So we're sent hidden messages, and they're in the civil area saying I should be sanctioned because we didn't reasonably screen these emails, you know, when they wanted millions of them, and they ended up getting 57,000. It's just insane, and I want listeners to understand how impossible it is to comply with this type of garbage. But what are you gut level expecting out of them?
I assume the court will be reasonable. The court has been throughout the whole protocol and procedure so far. The plaintiff's position is, the plaintiff's counsel, their position is, in my view, without a legal basis. They were the ones that demanded expedited, rushed, massive amounts of discovery. So when I and other people put up an argument that, hey, we need time to review this information, that 99.9% of it doesn't have any real relevance or pertinence, if we would be allowed time to screen out. They went nuts that they started screaming to the courts that, hey, this is delay, this is inappropriate. So it was at their demand, at their insistence, that metadata get turned over. They wanted every email you'd ever been, that had ever been sent to you. So trying to shift the blame to you or anyone else is just ludicrous, given the scope of their own behavior. They were the ones that have demanded more invasive discovery than has ever been required of any media defendant in any comparable case in American legal history. They demanded that, and then after they received it, they were the ones who located information that the fact that you are the victim of a scam by people, and this is going to be the next wave of leftist troll behavior. If you look at them, they were encouraging leftist trolls, the various aspects in the media and various political adversaries of yours were advocating that they go on your Instagram account when you were still allowed to have one, and try to put comments in there to try to trigger, Facebook or Instagram.
They even said, here's the blueprint. He's only got 4% Nazi comments. At 30%, he'll be banned. They said, let's get busy. That was in Business Insider. We're going to go to break, come back with you and get into big picture here. And where you think the next level of this goes and how you think they're going to go after Trump. Because clearly, everything they attack us with, they beta test against Trump later. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars. Super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Grain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.